How do you think about this technology competition that's emerging between us?
Throughout history, one sees that all these cycles that we're talking about are almost minor by comparison to the evolution that comes from inventing better ways and better technologies to do things. Reading history, it's almost as though the only things that change are the clothes that people wear and the technologies they use. And so I think because of those technologies, the world has become a much, much closer place. 300 years, it would take a day to go 25 miles. Now we are all connected in a fraction of a second. So the first world wars happened turn of the 20th century. And so now we are extremely, extremely connected. And those technologies, as you point out, have the capacity to solve enormous problems and bring raise living standards greater. It's why life expectancies and per capita GDP is the highest it's ever been. Wonderful. But they are also threatening technologies. So if we're thinking about connectivity and also, let's say, cyber by way of example, cyber, the offenses are much greater than the defenses. And I'm not just any longer talking about nation states, but the holes that exist within our technologies, our cyber technologies can take down. Hackers are getting the capacity to be able to take down things, places, and so on. So it's a very big risk. And so the technology wars that are going to come, that if should they have, are, as you point out, more developed than ever before. They're probably cyber, space, drone warfare, and so on will be the you know, those. There are, you know, some benefits in that there's a precision that can be executed by using some of those. But if this there's an acceleration of a tit for tat, yes, it's the as Henry's saying, and I think you're implying, it can destroy humanity. The capacity exists.